Today on Senior Voices, Library Director and Dayton native Tim Cambich remembers the neighborhood visitor that helped inspire his career. Cambich shared his story with Dayton Metro Library volunteer interviewer Cynthia Wallace King.
Well, I grew up actually in East Dayton. My mother and father, they had a home on Wilmire, which is just off of Linden Avenue in East Dayton. It was in the St. Anthony's Parish, because we were a Catholic family growing up. My mom and her brothers and sisters grew up on Xenia Avenue, not far away from there. And so when we grew up in our family, we first started out on Wilmire. And that house was one that is still standing. And so our family, we oftentimes drive by that house and see how it's doing. And it's actually, that house is doing in pretty good shape. One of the things that occurred that was important for our lives was that we moved to Wyoming Street when I was about 5 years old. I can still remember before I was five, so I remember the old house. But the house on Wyoming Street was across the street from an empty lot. And this empty lot actually had the bookmobile coming to it. The library's bookmobile came to that spot every couple of weeks. And I can still remember, I could have been 5, 6 years old at about that age, and looking out, I think it was the attic window or the second floor window, and seeing that the bookmobile had arrived. And I didn't know that it was there. I just saw that it had shown up there. And it was so exciting to see that library bookmobile come to my house. And that came for all my childhood until I was in high school. And then the library built a branch there, which really helped solidify the tradition of libraries in our family.
That was Library Director Tim Cambich speaking with Cynthia Wallace King as part of the Senior Voices Project. This interview was edited by Community Voices producer and Senior Voices Project Coordinator Jocelyn Robinson. Senior Voices is a collaboration between the Dayton Metro Library, Rebuilding Together Dayton, and WYSO. This series is made possible by the generous support of the Del Mar Healthcare Fund of the Dayton Foundation.